Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Courting Mr. Lincoln, a novel by Lewis Byard, read by Tavia Gilbert and Robert Fass. I hide myself within my flower, that wearing on your breast, you, unsuspecting, wear me too, and angels know the rest. I hide myself within my flower, that fading from your vase, you, unsuspecting, feel for me almost a loneliness. Emily Dickinson. Part 1. Mary. 1. Her journey from Alton to Springfield should have taken no longer than 2 days, but as the stage driver himself said,
"That's no more than a hope."
At any second of any hour, they might have to pause for a fox or a passel of wild hogs. One morning it was a pair of rattlesnakes sporting themselves in the sun. 2 hours later, a pile of bleached bones, uncertain in provenance. Wagon tracks would end without warning, or the old Indian trail they were following would fade back into prairie. More than once the path would vanish altogether beneath stagnant ponds, obliging the passengers, men and women alike, to walk ahead, with gnats and horseflies for companions. Farms were few here. Look to every quadrant. There was no signpost, no settlement, only grass, rolling on like a tide. Higher than any man, pawing at the windows, swallowing whatever it absorbed. Bucks disappeared all the way to their antlers. An entire flock of prairie chickens could feed unseen and then, startled into